Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Two more weeks, and we are at the deadline for turning in signatures for Colorado's personhood effort. And boy, do we need your help. We really need your help. In fact, it was so neat talking to one gal who was at a church Sunday morning, and her husband, they got maybe between them about 150 signatures. And one couple was walking into church, and she said, would you like to sign a pro-life petition? And the husband said, oh, my wife would be happy to. And the woman said, sir, we need you to sign. We need you to sign. And he stopped, and he thought about it, and he looked at the petition. And that woman's husband looked back and saw there he was signing the pro-life petition. There his wife was signing the pro-life petition. Between them, they got about 150 signatures. So praise the Lord for the faithful saints, the believers in Jesus Christ who are trying to honor God by protecting innocent children. And do you know when this happens, when Christians see that justice is happening in the land, there is a resurgent effort to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Did you know that? Are you aware of that? Do you remember down in Argentina when there was a military coup during the 70s and 80s, and afterward there was this amnesty, and the general who had run the country, he got away with murder and all kinds of assaults and kidnapping. But then his soldiers would kidnap pregnant women, the wives of his political enemies, and they would bring them onto a military base, and they would force them to go into labor, induced labor, take the babies and give the babies to their political allies. They would sell or give the babies to, you know, police officers or military officers, and they would kill the mother. And they would bury the mother and the child, supposedly the infant, in a grave. And decades later, they'd exhume the body, and instead of the infant's body being in the grave, it would be a teddy bear. They'd bury a doll. And so the high court back in Argentina, this is back about 10 years ago, the high court found that there was a loophole in the general amnesty, and that the general who was running the country and some of his henchmen, that the amnesty did not cover the stealing of the babies, the kidnapping of the babies that were born. It covered murder and other crimes, but it forgot to address these kids, the disappeared ones, they call them down there. And these military officials were arrested and faced 25 years for each count of kidnapping of these infants. And I remember the headline that appeared in their national newspaper in giant print. And this was repeated in the LA Times. It was in the Boston Globe. This story was in London and the Independent. The headline was, God exists, in giant font, God exists. Well, why would the nation's newspaper run a headline that says God exists when they arrested this criminal? Because, as we learn from the New Testament, if we read it carefully, when people see justice, it's more likely that they will believe in a God of justice. And when they see injustice, they doubt the existence of a God of justice. And so that's one of the reasons that God, in his word, puts such an emphasis on his followers advocating for justice, for widows, for orphans, for the innocent who are falsely accused, for those who are being dragged toward death unjustly, for the victim of a crime being left for dead. And the priest and the Levite, well, they've got a ministry. They don't have time for the consequences of a crime, somebody suffering from some great injustice. That's not their ministry. That's not their responsibility. Oh, if the governing officials are murdering the innocent, they're not called to political influence. They're called to teach Bible study. So what do they care if blacks are sold as slaves or if Jews are gassed in concentration camps? They're not political. They're ministers of the gospel, don't you know? And Jesus blasted those kind of ministers, and he said the two commands that God cares about are love God and love your neighbor, because in these all the others consist. In these, love God and love your neighbor. And Jesus said it was the Samaritan, and he said the Samaritans don't even know God, but it's the Samaritan who loved his neighbor, trying to intervene in the case of the victim of injustice, the victim left for dead after a crime was committed. And it was the Samaritan who cared. Don't stand back and watch them die. Rescue those being drawn toward death. And if you say, well, we didn't know they were being murdered, the Bible says God knows what you know. God sees your heart. God sees when you turn your head and you say, it's not my ministry, it's not my responsibility. God exists. Now, this was down in Argentina, right? So would their papers be published in English? God exists. It was in Espanol, right? It was Dios existe. Dios existe, screamed the headlines on the Daily Pagina in a bold front page headline over a photograph of General Jorge Videla in a prison uniform after his arrest. God exists. So that's what will happen in America when the personhood movement, as it continues its march across the country, when we stop the killing of unborn children and women are no longer as easily taken advantage of, exploited, because right now men will exploit women. They'll use them. They'll bring them to Planned Parenthood to get them cleaned out so the next guy could use them, and they discard them like trash. That's Hollywood's view of women. You use them. You use a woman and you take her to Planned Parenthood to get her cleaned out so the next guy could use her. And when the personhood movement succeeds, it will bring a wave of relief and mercy to the women of America and to our daughters. And there will be thankfulness. Sure, there will be people who hate God who will be angry, but there will be a deep gratitude and thankfulness that will be hard to quantify. And when Christians stop the slaughter of children, it will bring such a relief to the land, and it will give credibility to the gospel of Jesus Christ. There will be a renewed time of evangelism and revival. And it will be brought about by Christians obeying God. This is our fight. Don't look to atheists to stop the killing of children made in God's image and God's likeness. Overwhelmingly, atheists support killing kids, dismembering them. Overwhelmingly, homosexuals support killing kids, dismembering them. It is those who see Jesus Christ as he is that are humbled before God, our Creator, to recognize that it is wrong to kill children in the name of prosperity or privacy. And as the New Testament says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. We have a couple weeks left. We need your help. Please, on KRKS Radio yesterday, Vice President of Colorado Right to Life, Leslie Hanks, was on Gino Geraci's show, Crosswalk. And she explained, here's how you get a petition. And there are two ways. And I want to urge you, please, if you don't have a petition, please get a petition. I met with a well-known author this morning. His book has sold about 100,000 copies, Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies, Greg Jackson. He just moved his family from Los Angeles to Denver. And he said, I'm here now. I want to get involved in the personhood movement. I want to see an end to the killing of children in my lifetime. So please, how can I help? And he's going to register to vote so he could carry a petition. Sign a petition and carry a petition. So are you registered to vote? If not, go today, go tomorrow, register to vote and sign a petition. And you could carry a petition. And so I'm going to give you a phone number and a website. The website is personhoodcolorado.com, personhoodcolorado.com. The phone number, Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394. There are two organizations that are co-sponsoring Colorado's Personhood Amendment, Personhood Colorado and Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394. Now, for 30 years, 37 years, there have been politicians who've been poking around at abortion, poking around at it, to where everyone is just sick of the effort. The media is sick and tired of it. The politicians are sick and tired of it. The judges are sick and tired of it. The people funding the pro-life ministries are sick and tired of it. It's just boring and it's worthless. And so here in Colorado, we have more of the same. You know, they say insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. So we have more of the same. We have hundreds of bills in Colorado that poke at abortion, child killing. That they say they're chipping away at it. They've been chipping away at it for so long, we still have 1.5 million children every year killed in the womb. Oh, the number of surgical abortions have gone down a bit? That's because the number of chemical abortions have exploded. That's why. We're not killing fewer children. We're killing them younger. We're killing them with chemical weapons, human pesticides. But we're not saving kids. We're just killing them differently. And we have politicians who are patting themselves on the back saying, see, it's working. And so in Colorado, there are all these Republicans who have, and some of them good intention. I don't know that all of them have good intentions. Some of them, certainly good intentions. They think they're going to help. There's an article today in the Coloradoan in Fort Collins by Bobby McGill. And he writes about a Republican-sponsored bill in the Colorado legislature would make it a class one felony to kill a fetus unless it occurs as part of an abortion. Senate Bill 113. So the bill specifies that it does not apply to doctors performing abortions. So this article quotes Colorado Right to Life. You heard about this yesterday here on Bob and Yurt Live, saying, look, this is like outlawing killing Jews except for Nazis. There's a real problem in our country. You know, we got a problem in Germany. We're killing Jews. All right, let's pass a bill to outlaw killing Jews except for Nazis. Boy, that'd be after 30 years, 37 years of the Nazis killing Jews, and you got Republicans saying, well, let's try this. Let's outlaw killing Jews except for Nazis. And you wonder, what, do all the rocket scientists sign up for other political parties? There's some kind of a dearth of IQ in the Republican Party? So we have the prime sponsor of the bill in the Colorado House, Republican B.J. Nickel from Loveland. And he says the bill exempts anything related to abortion. In the Coloradoan reports, that's one reason Colorado Right to Life opposes the bill, said Right to Life spokesman. This is like outlawing the slave trade except for slave traders. This is like outlawing the slave trade except for slave traders. So the Republicans get the courage to try to do something against slavery in America, and they craft a bill, and they say, we are outlawing the slave trade. We're going to stop the slave trade except for slave traders. We're going to stop child killing except for the child killers. Colorado Right to Life opposes this bill because it says the mother can consent to killing her child. says Colorado Right to Life spokesman Bob Enyar, a KLTT radio host. So, yeah, and I'm thankful for the guts of Colorado Right to Life not to be intimidated because somebody is a legislator. And, well, don't you know we need the legislators to end this Holocaust against children? So even though it's just more of the same for 37 years, wasting our time, but it will raise money. It'll raise more pro-life money to go to a handful of Republican politicians. It'll help them get reelected, but it won't do anything to stem the tide of the slaughter of children in our land. It's rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. The Surgeon General of the United States warned that if we legalized abortion, child abuse would skyrocket. Child abuse would skyrocket. Because, he said, women know that it's a child. Women know it's a baby. Women, a billion moms, have not said, I felt the tumor move. Warren Hearn, late-term abortionist in Boulder, Colorado. Warren Hearn, big article on him by some European, was it the BBC? And he said that people are tumors, we're eco-tumors. Human beings are tumors, and so he's removing the tumor when he kills the baby in the womb. And he's quoted in the article, one woman said she felt remorse after her abortion. He specializes in late-term abortions. Killing a child at any age is murder, but he specializes in late-term murder. And this woman said to him, you killed my baby. She felt manipulated and wronged. And she should have gotten help when she went to a doctor, but instead she found a doctor who will charge $10,000 to kill her baby based on how big the baby is, his age. Remember the Hippocratic Oath going way back before Christ? Hippocrates, the father of medicine, in the Hippocratic Oath said, I will first do no harm and I will not procure an abortion. That's in the Hippocratic Oath, except they took it out in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and now I don't even think they say anything. All they say is we're going to maximize our revenue, and that's it. You graduate medical school with a commitment to maximize your revenue. So we have wasted all these years. Oh, by the way, I was mentioning Warren Hearn, the late-term abortionist up in Boulder. And the woman said, you killed my baby? And you know what he replied to her? It's in the article. They followed him for 2 or 3 days after George Tiller was murdered. And we do not condone George Tiller's murder, but we are thankful that he will never again kill another child. So Warren Hearn was trailed by a couple reporters for a few days after George Tiller was murdered. And they reported him telling this story about this woman saying, you killed my baby. And he looked at her and he said, you killed your baby. He said, you killed your baby. How's that for compassion from the abortionist to their clientele? Compassion? What a joke. Just read Line 5 by Mark Crutcher. And they heard the receptionist talking to a woman who calls to kill her baby. And you know how Planned Parenthood will lie and say, oh, these late-term abortionists, they only kill the baby for significant health problems, deformed if the baby's handicapped, the mother's life is in danger. And the reporter reported in the story that the receptionist said to a woman calling, and the woman is trying to explain why she needs an abortion in late term, and the receptionist at Warren Hearn's abortion-killing clinic, abortion mill, the receptionist says to the woman, we don't care about your reason. We're not judgmental. We don't care about your reason. You could shut up already. No, she didn't say shut up already, but that was her point. I don't want to hear it. I'm busy. Look, I'll just schedule you. So you're 5 months pregnant. You want to kill your baby. It's going to cost you $14,000 Thursday. Could you be here at 8:30 in the morning? But all they wanted to know is, did she have the money and what time is it? I'm not saying that's the spin that these godless reporters from Europe put on it, but that's the truth. They didn't care the reason for killing this late-term baby. They just care about, can you pay? Can you pay? So we have all these Republicans in the House and the Senate on Friday introducing this bill, Senate Bill 113, which specifies that it has to do with killing the baby in the womb, but it does not apply to doctors performing abortions. So this would be like after the Nazis were killing Jews for years, and the Republican Party in Germany introduces a bill saying this is for outlawing the killing of Jews except for Nazis. What a bunch of rocket scientists. Sorry, guys. Some of the guys who co-sponsored this bill, I consider them friends. They're Christians. They love the Lord. They want to do what's right. They're just not thinking. They're not thinking. So we're going to waste another legislative cycle accomplishing nothing. We're going to continue to use abortion to help raise money for Republican candidates and get the Republicans elected and fill our courts with pro-choice judges. It's getting old. Isn't it getting a little bit old? Do you have a petition? Are you able to get signatures? Today it was raining signatures. I got a call early today from folks who are out in the field getting signatures. People go to gun shows. They go to libraries. They stand outside in front of post offices. They go to churches. We don't have much time left to go to church to get signatures. It's January 26th already. Time is running out. So, in fact, you know what I'm going to do right now while I'm doing this? Feel free to call in 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. There's a countdown clock at personhoodcolorado.com, and it counts down to the deadline of when we need to get our petitions in to Personhood Colorado, because then they have to process them and get them to the Secretary of State's office. And let's see, hopefully I could pull this up here. 12 days. 12 days, 20 hours. So 12 days, 20 hours, that is enough time for you to call 303-753-9394. Leave your name and number if the line doesn't get answered. If there are too many people calling in, they have mailed out thousands of petitions, thousands. There are over 6,000 petitions out, 6,000. And the goal is for the people who have petitions to get signatures. If you think you could get five signatures, you could probably get 20. If you think you could get 20 signatures, you could probably get 50. If you think you could get 50, you could probably fill up a whole petition and get 100. And you know what? It could be that we're just going to make it by the skin of our teeth. And we're just going to make it by 80 signatures. It could be. Or maybe we'll just make it by 10 signatures. And if so, if you got 11 signatures, it'll be because of you. Because otherwise, it would not make the ballot. So we need your help. Please call. Go to personhoodcolorado.com. I'm looking at it right now. The countdown left to collect signatures, 12 days, 20 hours, 34 minutes, 11 seconds, 10 seconds, 9 seconds. So 12 days. In Mississippi, the exact same deadline. In Mississippi, exact same deadline. Will they make it on the ballot? Our dear friend Cal Zastro and his family have been in Mississippi for a year collecting signatures. For a year. And our dear friends, friends of Bob and Yurt Live in Indianapolis, they took a trip down. The dads of a number of families, the moms gave them a blessing and a going away kiss, and they went down to Mississippi to help the Zastro family to provide moral support and print petitions and distribute petitions. And in California, we've got Jonathan Sutherland. When I was doing the interview yesterday during the show, that was Jonathan Sutherland from the Denver metro area, young guy. He printed 100,000 petitions for the California Human Life Amendment. 100,000. And he and Keith Mason shipped them out to San Francisco. They flew out there. They got the petitions. They distributed over 40,000 petitions at the March for Life. 40,000. There were 300 people helping them distribute petitions. Jonathan Sutherland, how old's Jonathan? I don't know. Is he 16? 17? 18? He's not 18, right? He looks like he's 29. Jonathan Sutherland handed out about 3,000 petitions to people eager to take a petition, get signatures. I could get 5 signatures. So if this was during the 1940s, we'd be doing this radio show encouraging people to give, to donate, to have your son sign up, to go fight the Germans. But this isn't the 1940s. This is 2010. This is our fight. This is a Christian fight to honor God and love our neighbor. Please help. Our website is KGov, KGOV.com. In February, we're going to do our broadcast telethon to stay on the radio for another year. Maranatha, may God bless you.